Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. I'm just glad to be back on the air at 7. Not to be.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the Chiefs post game show. It just goes a little long. So we're thrilled to have a full show for you tonight. It's a good show too, by the way. Happy you joined us here at your local liberal resistance headquarters. Thrilled that you're with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. I would love to hear from you. Quick reminder, don't forget to listen for our carry-on commentary. That's my daily commentary. You can hear that 3 times a day. 5 days a week right here on KNSS. And also, don't forget, coming up Tuesday night, the Estes for Congress campaign is hosting a watch party out at Cozine. Starts when the polls close at 7. I think we just heard a promo about that, as a matter of fact. So make sure you join us for the watch party on Monday, or Tuesday night, rather. Hopefully it'll be a celebration. I think it will be. If you want a prediction, I can give you a prediction. But we've got a great show tonight. I've been wanting a long time to have Dinesh D'Souza on the show. He is a phenomenal author and documentarian. He is the author of the new book, Vindicating Trump. He will join us to kick off our 8 o'clock hour to explain why he says Donald Trump is unquestionably the most unique and charismatic figure in American politics since Ronald Reagan. And frankly, I'd have to agree with him, and I'm really looking forward to talking to Dinesh. We'll talk about the book, and of course, we'll talk about the election. Newsmax CEO Christopher Ruddy. If you're not watching Newsmax, you need to. If you're disappointed in Fox, trust me, check out Newsmax. But Mr. Ruddy will join us to discuss media bias, the Newsmax IPO. By the way, Newsmax is now in many evenings. It's actually surpassing CNN. Big shock. And the latest developments in the presidential election campaign. Fourth District Congressman Ron Estes will be with us here in studio coming up a little bit later this hour to bring us his predictions for retaining the GOP majority in the House, chances of taking control of the Senate, and we'll talk about the supermajorities in the legislature, and we'll wrap up our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Stephanie Wise, candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 3. Looking forward to having her in office. It'll be a significant upgrade. I doubt I'm going to be seeing my county commissioner endorsing any Democrats anytime soon. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. You don't need me to remind you that Election Day is 2 days from now. And of course, you know, as happens when elections get close, campaigns do one of two things. If you're confident, you just keep running through the tape. If you're in a panic, you get desperate. And Vice President Kamala Harris has completely dumped the campaign of joy for a new campaign of anger, bitterness, and nastiness. And we've seen it. And it's we know why, because polling shows Harris has lost momentum. The campaign of joy, nobody bought it. And now, you know, everything she says is Donald Trump is unhinged, unstable, and unchecked. In the last 2 weeks of this campaign, Donald Trump, and by proxy, his supporters, which is us, have been called unhinged, fascists, extremists, Nazis, racists, well, probably rapists too, but racists, and of course, garbage. I'm sorry, folks. We can disagree. I disagree with folks quite frequently when it comes to politics. I don't think they're garbage. I just think we disagree. But the President of the United States says that we're garbage if we disagree with Kamala Harris. The governor of New York, earlier today, the liberal governor of New York, told MSNBC that if you vote for Donald Trump, you are un-American for casting your vote for someone they disagree with. Kamala Harris is not presenting voters with a unifying message that candidates often transition to in the final weeks of a campaign. Instead, they've resorted to name-calling and insults, which again tells me they're desperate. They're in a panic mode. And that bears out in the polling. I mean, cast aside that stupid Iowa poll. Polling shows Harris is losing support among men, black voters, and Hispanic voters, while Trump is running ahead of his 2020 and 2016 performances. And voter registrations and early voting also appear to benefit Trump in a majority of states. For the first time in the campaign, Trump continues to lead in all battleground states, according to Real Clear Politics. So she's ditched joyful for darker tones, for divisive, for angry. She's bitter, she's angry, and she's desperate. And she can't run on her record, so she's running on Orange Man Bad. But I think voters are tired of that old message. You know, four more years of Kamala Harris means continued failures on energy, inflation, and border security. And frankly, America can't afford this. So, are you saying that we don't need to vote? No. Am I saying that we don't need to run through the tape? No. I'm saying that as Republicans, we need to unite and get behind our nominee. We need President Trump's strong leadership and effective solutions to secure a brighter future for our country. Folks, America needs President Donald J. Trump now more than ever. His strong leadership, proven track record, and commitment to putting America first are exactly what we need to restore our greatness, to once again be that beacon on the hill that Ronald Reagan talked about. And in order to do that again, we have to unite and support his vision for a brighter future. We've seen what a Kamala Harris presidency would look like. It'd be another 4 years of Joe Biden. She said as much. She said, I wouldn't change a thing. And another 4 years of the Biden presidency looks like, well, you know, more weak economy, more radical policies, more threats to our economy, our security, and our personal liberties. Is that what you want? Now, quite the closing message from the so-called campaign of joy. If you don't vote Democrat, you're a Nazi. You're Hitler-loving. You're anti-American. You're garbage. And we're seeing the same thing here in Kansas, where Democrats are running campaigns from the same playbook. So desperate to seize power in the legislature, they're manufacturing stories. The county commission, where they're throwing out whatever they can just to try and win a race or keep a seat. And on the state school board, where they will say and do anything just to get elected. We have to vote for Donald Trump as a bulwark against the cultural and governmental excesses of the American left. But we also have to vote Republican, straight ticket, all the way down. And frankly, I'm more worried about the country's future than any problems I may have with Donald Trump. Yes, he's got mean tweets. So what? Yes, his language is not necessarily ready for church. Again, so what? I'm more worried about the impulse to restrict political speech than Donald Trump's mean speech. I'm more worried about the left's demonization of America's origins and the future of Western civilization than the fact that, you know, Donald Trump may not be the most moral character that we've ever elected for president. I'm worried that the basic tenets of society as we know them are under attack, have been under attack, and if we elect Kamala Harris, they will only continue to be under attack. And I know the only way to put an end to this nonsense is for me to vote Trump, and to vote straight ticket Republican. And I only hope the majority of you will do the same. We'll take a quick break and then we'll wrap up our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Stephanie Wise, candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 3. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, well, that was last Thursday, so that may have been the last one, but I guarantee you Americans for Prosperity Action is going to be moving into another form. They're going to be involved doing something, whether they're calling into races or doing voter outreach to identify conservative voters. Either way, if you want to make your voice heard, you need to connect with Americans for Prosperity. You can join AFP, get involved, and phone for freedom, or get involved with AFP by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And of course, while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. As you know, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates as running for office as we can. We've done a pretty good job this year, brought in a lot of candidates. Wrapping up my candidate session for this election cycle is Sedgwick County Commission District 3 candidate Stephanie Wise. Stephanie, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back on the show again.
Yeah, thank you, John.
So I know you've been busy. I've seen the Facebook posts. So you've been outdoor knocking. I've heard it. You guys, I think one of your people actually knocked our door, which is good. So it's what we want to see. By the way, we have one of your yard signs in my yard.
So
that's my endorsement for Stephanie, by the way.
Thank you.
But what are you hearing when you guys are knocking, when, you know, you're out there talking to folks? What's the number one issue?
Number one issue is property tax. And I don't think that's any surprise.
No.
But every door we're knocking on, it's fear and frustration that we're hearing from the individuals, and especially our seniors. Many of them worried that they're going to be taxed out of their home. So we're having a lot of tax conversation, a lot of tax education. A lot of people don't know exactly what the county commission does. And so I think the best thing, and probably my strongest leadership skill, is just teaching and educating. And I think that the more that we're teaching our everyday citizens what their local government is doing for them or against them, more that they're going to lean in and know how important it is to get out and vote for these local seats.
You know, what's interesting is I think that both you and District 2 candidate Jeff Blueball will actually be real assets to the commission because your real estate background.
Yeah.
Property tax is such a big issue. You need people who know about, I mean, Jim Howell knows about it because he's the hardest researcher that I know in elected office.
Right.
But you two having that background, and in your case, it's commercial and residential.
Just commercial.
Oh, I thought it was. But having that commercial background, that's right. Jeff has got the residential side.
Yeah.
So between the two of you, you're going to be able to bring a whole lot of information to that commission that I think they need, because, you know, some of them, like Sarah Lopez, I think maybe a little out of touch with what people are going through. And on the commercial side, people think, well, we could raise taxes on businesses. Having been a small business owner with a retail front, every time my property tax went up, I had to raise prices.
Yeah, I know where your retail front is, and I know how your taxes look, and I know how your water bills look over there.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Trust me. No, property tax is not a new conversation for me. It's something I've been coaching people and educating people on in my career for the last 13 years. So, my opponent doesn't seem to understand that. I know that she's mentioned raising taxes on our small businesses.
I saw that. What is up with that?
I don't know how a budget hawk doesn't understand that raising taxes on your small businesses and on your commercial property, for one, they're assessed differently, and I don't know that she understands that, but two, we are a highly entrepreneurial community. So when you're raising taxes on a small business, you're not relieving them from their home because you're hitting them on their company side.
Right. And their employees, because
absolutely.
Like I said, I'm either going to raise prices or I'm going to have to take it out on my employees or something, because a business just
can't
come up with
it. Right.
Thank you. There's always a pass. And you know what's funny? I'm glad you mentioned your opponent. Celeste Reset. I'll name her. I don't mind. I mean, she keeps calling wanting on the show, but, and she's a nice enough lady. Don't get me wrong. I like her as a person, but it seems to me like most of her issues are with the city of Wichita. And I can't, it's like, I'm not entirely sure she's still not running for mayor. It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, many have said, you know, it's like political schizophrenia. We don't know where she's going or where she's been. But it seems that every topic and every time we talk about a topic, it relates to the city of Wichita and not to the Sedgwick County as a whole.
I noticed that. I saw one of the forums I attended that, and she was constantly hammering on the city of Wichita. And again, I've lived in your county commission district for well over a decade now. And half of my house district is in that. And I really wanted to point out to her, Celeste, you do realize that I would say the vast majority of your district is not in the city of Wichita.
That's right. And the one thing that they're concerned about, if she's asking, is that they're not being seen, heard, or treated like the city of Wichita is. So when you're focused on the city of Wichita, and that's all you know, actually, you're not representing your district well. And so I think that the district's going to show up. I'm really excited about what Tuesday's results will be. We've not only ran a really strong race, but we have so much support. And Republicans can't go to sleep on this. We need them to show up more than anything. So we're excited. We think this is going to be a great Tuesday for us.
Well, I know I was just talking to my buddy Jeff Albers, the Albers family out in Cheney. Mm-hmm. I know they're supporting you.
Yes,
so, and that's a, you know, that's a good example. I'm not entirely sure Celeste even knows Cheney's in the district. So she did do a parade out there, I think. We're talking with Stephanie Wise, candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 3. Let me get a couple of policy things here. They're somewhat property tax related. At the November 13th Board of County Commission meeting, Sedgwick County Commissioners are likely to be voting on a funding agreement that would provide $2.5 million to the Sedgwick County Zoo for a new elephant barn. I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. I mean, it's they're just started their private campaign. I'm curious why they're coming to the taxpayers so early.
Well, I think that the good news is they can run that private campaign, and people really do support the zoo. Zoo is one of our largest assets, and we have got to make sure that they're successful. Now, I think that we can be a partner in that. Let's see what they can do fundraising. I think the community will support them.
I think you're right. I love that idea. Why don't we wait before you come to the taxpayers? Go to the people, you know, call a guy like Wink Hartman and say, hey, you're a famous rich pachyderm. Why don't you put your name on it and give us $10 million or something? You know what I mean?
We really do. We need to have some of our more successful. We have some really good business owners and very successful, wealthy people here in Wichita and surrounding areas. We need them to be engaged. We are really fighting to have the best zoo. We have the best zoo. And what they're doing with the elephants is really, I mean, it's actually really, really cool.
Oh, it's
but
great.
We need to make sure that we can afford it. And while we're battling a tax problem, we need to ensure that we are spending the tax dollars very responsibly.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to ask, you know, little, like you said, the elderly folks, people on a fixed income, to pony up part of their property tax to go to an elephant barn when they're worried about getting losing their homes.
And that's just where we're going to have to get creative. And I think, you know, you may be bringing it up later, but there's a lot of talk about a tax reform.
Yep, that's actually the next question is that idea of, and I think that's coming up either on that same meeting or on the 20th, where it's that quality of life spending where Sedgwick County government should not be funding through property tax dollars these quality of life areas. And I, you know, that's, I think it's a good idea to consider. Don't get me wrong. If there's a shortfall, then you can backfill it. But initially the initial funding should come from either user fees or some other mechanism than just to assume property taxes should cover it.
Yeah. I'm so excited that they're having that conversation. I'm not sure that I'm committed to either proposal that's out there now, but I think that the conversations go in the right direction. And I think that property tax payers are being thought of a lot by the board now, and even more so after Tuesday when we, I guess after January when we get the new commissioner sworn in. We care about our taxpayers. We care about not only holding the line, but also these quality of life items that they're very important to our growth of our economy. So how do we support those while also being very responsible with tax dollars?
Yep.
So we've got good people that that will be on that board, I think, and very excited to do that for our community.
I think you're right. I think we're going to have a significant upgrade on the county commission, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys can do. Thank you again for joining us. If folks want more information, if they want a yard sign, we know you're going to have campaign debt. You guys have money that you still need to raise, even though the campaigns are over. They're ending Tuesday. If folks want to donate, if they want to help, it's wiseforsedgwickcounty.com, correct?
That's right. That's right. And we are so excited to connect with people. If you reach out on that website, it goes straight to my phone. You'll get an email right back from me or a phone call to answer any questions that there might be. But right now, we are just begging and pleading you to do your part and show up and vote. I went on Saturday, and there was a 20-minute wait. It was really fast. So, guys, we've got 2 days.
Yeah, and we do need to get out to vote. That is so important. Stephanie, again, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us, and just carry on the fight. Run through the tape.
That's right. Thanks, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then 4th District Congressman Ron Estes will be with us live here in studio to bring us his predictions for the GOP majority in the House, the chances of taking the Senate, and the supermajorities in the Kansas legislature. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Well, if you ever miss an episode, don't worry about it. We've got you covered. We post clips of all our shows, as well as single hours, entire segments, and of course, the entire show as one audio file. There's lots to choose from. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. This is a good song, by the way. Good intro piece for Ron Estes. I appreciate it. Nice job, Phil.
That's a great song. I really like that.
That's a good version. That's the new version where he's singing with members of the military, right? The armed forces. Yeah, that's a good. If you haven't seen that video, by the way, I think I posted it on my Facebook page and on Twitter. But you should check that out. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a really good version of the song. With us now is our 4th District Congressman, Ron Estes. Ron, thank you for joining us this
evening. Well, it's great to be here, John.
And we'll be with you Tuesday night, right? You're hosting the watch party.
Having a victory party on Tuesday night.
I'm knocking. We don't jinx it, but yes.
It'll be
a victory for you.
It'll be a victory for a lot of people. I think it's so important. I think when you look at people go to the polls. They have been for the last couple of weeks and will continue through Tuesday. I mean, they just see what's going on in the country.
Yeah.
And they see a very clear-cut choice between what the Democrats have done with the policies that they've implemented the last 4 years versus what Republicans are campaigning on and what they did when President Trump was in office.
I attended a fundraiser with you. Well, I attended a couple of fundraisers with you over the last few weeks, but you shared a couple of stories. I wasn't aware that you've been actually traveling with the Speaker of the House, with Mike Johnson, to some of these battleground states to help get Republicans elected. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and then tell us what your thoughts are regarding the chances of retaining the House?
Yeah, I think I forget the number, but I think the Speaker's been to about 250 different cities in 40 different states since he's been in office over the last year, and helping raise money and supporting candidates. So I went up with him in Nebraska and Iowa, and actually we're campaigning for 3 different candidates up there. And then I left to come back and stopped in Johnson County with a get out the vote rally in Johnson County while the Speaker was going on to Michigan to campaign for some other folks. So, you know, it's so important for us. I mean, I believe strongly President Trump's going to get elected. And it's important that we keep the House. And, you know, one of the things that we've seen is after President Biden's disastrous debate, the Democrat donors saw that, they were going to lose to the Republicans in the Senate. They were going to lose the White House. So they started putting a lot of money against, House candidates. And so, we've seen some of those races that were in really good shape have tightened up over the last 3 months. And, so that's one of the reasons why we're out helping other members get reelected so that, we can actually make sure that we can implement good policy, because a lot of the policy starts in the House.
You know, you've had to work with both Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I think Nancy Pelosi was any gem to work with, I can imagine. That being said, every time Hakeem Jeffries opens his mouth to speak about you or us, for that matter, we're MAGA extremists. It seems like he never has anything positive to say. At least Pelosi was a little more diplomatic. Can you give me an idea how bad would it be if we wake up on Wednesday morning and it's Speaker Hakeem Jeffries going to be Speaker Hakeem?
Yeah, it really would be bad because when you even going back to when Kevin McCarthy was selected Speaker and Hakeem Jeffries was the first time as the Democrat minority leader. And instead of following the tradition of recognizing the new speaker, person of the other party, he made it all a pitch about himself.
It was really partisan and negative.
That's not the role. That's not what you're supposed to do in that scenario. I mean, we have elections and unfortunately sometimes the people that have the bad policy are elected, but you still respect who's in office and work through that. And that would be a problematic and particularly problematic if for some reason the Democrats were to win either the House or the Senate, but particularly the House, because the President Trump would effectively be handcuffed, the House would, you'd just see all these fake impeachment hearings start up again, exactly what they did before when Speaker Pelosi was in the majority.
You think they'd start that nonsense again?
They would start that nonsense again. Yes. I mean, because
on the same stuff or just wait for something new?
They wouldn't wait. I mean, they'd either start talking about the same stuff or continue on or make up some new stuff. I mean, you go back and through and look at all the stuff. I mean, they lied about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Right.
And they
Russia
they,
collusion.
They, yeah, all they, yeah. The whole Russia collusion was created by the Democrat National Committee and Hillary Clinton paid to have this, the Russiagate aspect created. And then they got some of the members in the FBI and the Department of Justice that were political, biased, and instead of doing their job, they actually focused on that. They ignored all of the payments that were coming into Hunter Biden and his tax fraud and other issues, and actually didn't want to communicate around what President Biden had been doing and what his connection was to Hunter's business. And so they'll make up stuff if they can't, if there's no factual basis to do it.
You were talking with 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. You mentioned the Senate. I think we're positioned pretty well there. I talked to Roger Marshall not too long ago, and he was feeling pretty confident. What do you think? I mean, are you feeling good there?
I think the Senate's really looking good. And in fact, I mean, I think the Democrats recognize they're going to lose the majority in the Senate. I mean, once Senator Manchin from West Virginia said he wasn't going to come back, and now if you look at polling, Tim Sheehy up in Montana is 6 to 8 points ahead of Joe Tester up there. And so that would make it 51 if you add that to West Virginia. And then you look at 4 or 5 swing states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, where there's really, really nip and tuck Senate races as well. And I think President Trump's going to do well there, and I think it's going to help with the Senate races. And, we potentially could even have a Republican senator from Maryland because the Republican Governor Hogan is doing well campaigning in Maryland.
Yeah, Larry Hogan, who's running, away from Trump, which you do what you need to do to win, pal. If it helps us win a Senate majority, I'll take it.
Yeah, and that's the important part, particularly in terms of having a majority on either chamber, but on the Senate in particular, because they've frequently or on occasion have been 50-50. At that point in time, obviously, then the vice president is the tie-breaking vote. Yeah. However, they have to have even numbers on the committees, which makes it tougher to set your policy and make sure that those priorities are addressed.
You at some of these fundraisers, I think every one of them actually, you were there with either the speaker or the Senate president. A lot of the conversation has been retaining the House and Senate supermajorities. That is so important because, frankly, Laura Kelly, in her last 2 years, she is going to go all holds out because she has nothing else holding her back. If we don't have those supermajorities, that's so important in the Kansas legislature.
Yeah. And I mean, I think part of that gets back to the whole reason our government structured the way it is to have checks and balances and to have a legislature that can actually stand up to a governor and actually promote what the people want.
Right.
And particularly in a scenario where a governor's a lame duck and doesn't have to worry about what the voters care about and goes and promotes positions. And we've already seen that's kind of been the method of operation from Governor Kelly over the last 6 years that she's been in office is she's been overridden. She's vetoed more bills and I think been overridden more times than any other governor in Kansas history.
Yeah.
And it's a reflection that she's really not wanting to govern for things that are good for Kansas. She's wanting to govern for her own particular biases and pet projects.
And control. She's big in control.
And control. Yeah. And so it is important and having that checks and balances in the Kansas House of Representatives and in the Kansas Senate is to make sure that there is a veto override capability just to make sure that things keep on the up and up and that, you know, you can get a budget passed and it's all just not roughshod. And so it's important. That's what we've been out as we've seen a lot of campaigning across the state, in terms of making sure that, people get reelected and ideally, I think they're looking to maybe add to their numbers in some seats.
I think
well.
There's a chance. And I think another nice thing is some of the votes that were quote unquote Republican, but were either troublemakers or didn't vote with us very often have either retired or lost in primaries. So I think we're going to be in a position that's benefits us even more so. It'll be a little more reliably Republican, shall we say.
That's probably true. Also, it's, you know, when you look at this and you look at good policy that comes out as a Kansan, I want to make sure we have good policy that's agreed to by the legislature and the governor. But, you know, in Washington, I even see some of that problems where, you know, somebody comes up to me and says, well, you're governor in Kansas, which is a reliable Republican state, said X, Y, and Z. And, you know, without the legislature there to provide that checks and balances, it's an important issue that we make sure that we get good policy in place.
I mentioned when we first started the segment that you're hosting the election party. It's the Keeping Kansas Red Victory Party. It's coming up Tuesday night. KNSS will be there. I'll be there. Broadcasting live as part of our election night coverage. Folks can RSVP. It's at the Cozine Event Center, but folks can RSVP at EstisForCongress/victory, correct?
That's right. That's our EstisForCongress.com/victory. We have the folks there at the Cozine Event Center have been so helpful in helping get that set up and to work with. And we want to be able to have a place where a lot of candidates can come out and a lot of voters can come out and activists to be able to talk about and spend time with candidates and share on, not just the successes in Kansas, but also across the country.
Hope it's right. You know, I do have one more very, very important question to ask you. And that is, did you get the milk and the eggs? Because I've seen that commercial and I've seen the list on the wall and I know Susan very well. And if you don't get that milk and eggs, you're going to be on the bad and you do not want to be on Susan's bad list.
Yeah. Well, I will say this for sure is that I'm headed to the grocery store from here. So.
Ron, if folks want to connect with you, I would have to be honest with you. I have actually stolen more than one of my daily carry-on commentaries from articles that I have found in your Ron's Reads, which is a daily newsletter that comes out weekly. That's weekly. Right. Yeah. Weekly newsletter comes out. It's called Ron's Reads. It's phenomenal. Links to articles. The thing I like about it most is it's not just position statements. You actually put the links in there so folks can actually read and fact check you.
Yep.
If folks are interested and they want to subscribe to Ron's Reads, where can they go?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess in general, we just want to make sure that we have, we get facts out. So people have that at their fingertips.
Yeah. And you
to
do
be able
that.
To get access to that. And I'll give people both the campaign as well as the official website they can go to. They can go to estis.house.gov for official information. Sign up for a newsletter there. Or as we mentioned, go to estisforcongress.com for our campaign updates and information. And that's, we keep the two separate. And obviously we want to make sure that We use taxpayer dollar wisely, and we don't necessarily use them for self-promotion, but we want to make sure that people have access to information, whether it deals with official activity or for campaign activity.
Well, like I said, the Ron's reads have been fantastic. There's some great articles and great information. I find it very useful. Yeah. So.
And we get together and we talk each week about different things, and different folks in the staff come up with things that they've seen that are out there. It's a great way to be able to get good information out there in people's fingertips.
Well, again, that's EstesForCongress.com. Yes. And Ron, I guess I will see you Tuesday night. Cozine.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Appreciate you, my friend. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Have you voted yet? Are you undecided? Are you a never Trumper? Do we need an intervention? Either way, studio lines are open. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And, of course, while you're online, don't forget to follow The John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
I want to congratulate all of the Republican primary winners. During this primary cycle, we have supported and worked actively for opposing candidates. But now it is time we unite as Republicans headed into the general election. There is much to be done, and as conservatives and Republicans, we are better together and united. I, for one, am ready to work and deliver a victory for Donald Trump and the rest of our Kansas GOP candidates up and down the ballot. Now is the time to come together, but we must also hold accountable those who won. Campaign promises are one thing. Delivering on those promises are what matters. All too often, politicians say they think what voters want to hear in order to get elected, and then forget those promises once they get into office. Rest assured, all Kansas voters will be watching.
Well, and our time to hold them accountable is drawing nigh. If you haven't voted already, obviously, Tuesday's your chance, folks. I mean, you could vote tomorrow, but if you're like me, you're kind of a stick in the mud. You'd like to actually vote on Election Day. Trust me, my wife and I will be out there on Tuesday voting. Want to remind you that this time of year, sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show are available. If you're interested, if you'd like information about sponsoring the show, you can email me at john@knssradio.com. Want to also remind you, one of our new sponsors, Eck Insurance, is sending the show to Topeka. We'll be broadcasting live from Topeka starting next January. So starting in January, once a month, we'll be broadcasting live from Topeka. Looking forward to that. Thank you to Eck Insurance. Nick, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for sticking around.
Good evening, John. How are you doing?
Fine, Nick. How are you, sir? I saw you actually. You were in a news clip sitting in the background at a marijuana hearings recently. I knew that when I saw they were having joint hearings on marijuana, I knew you'd be there.
Well, we always like to make sure that cannabis freedom is on top of the list as far as conservative principles go, limited government, individual liberty, and all that. But I will say that it is important to, vote, go out and vote. And I would say vote Republican up and down, regardless of if you don't like mean tweets or certain policy positions, such as the cannabis issue that we're still trying to sharpen our swords on and everything. Go out and vote Republican and make sure that we keep the values, the traditional values, the principles that we say we're for intact and not go down a Marxist, communist, progressive road that will destroy our country and our state.
So, you're absolutely right, Nick.
I look forward to the debates and the fun time with the agriculture issue, and I'm not going to quit. We're gonna win that one through principled, not populism, but through principled conservatism. And but for now, let's rally behind all the Republicans, even Tyler Sweeley, and of course Stephen Owens, God bless him, and everybody else. But let's get out there and vote and do our duty so we can keep our country for our posterity, our children and our grandchildren. John Whitmer, I love your show. God bless.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you listening. He's right. You know, and it's funny, Nick and I definitely don't see eye to eye necessarily on marijuana. I mean, I don't think marijuana and conservative necessarily belong in the right sentence, in the same sentence, but we are united when it comes to making sure that we don't elect Democrats, because we're going to agree a heck of a lot more with our fellow Republicans than we are with the D's. Jeremy, I've got about a minute. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Hi, John. First time listener, but,
well, thank you for listening.
I just wanted to get your take on Jeff Blueball's wife going up at the poll site with her campaign shirt or her husband's campaign shirt on. And
I can tell you from knowing all parties involved, first off, I don't like it whenever spouses or kids get brought into politics. I think it's just nasty, dirty, below the belt. I also know some behind the scenes. There's a lot more to that story than what has been reported in the media. But, you know, you're not supposed to wear, certain, you know, it's not electioneering if it doesn't say vote for or elect. So technically it's not, by technical interpretation, it's not necessarily a violation. Depending on how you interpret it, that'll depend on the court if they want, or the DA if they want to bother to charge. I doubt they will, because you know it's so minor. It's like people who bring up issues about zip codes because there's been accusations there too. And I say, look, people care more about tax codes than zip codes. I think, frankly, and Jeremy, I appreciate the call. I think, frankly, you know, people are going to care a heck of a lot more about Jeff Blueball is being willing to cut taxes and, you know, Sarah Lopez, who voted to raise your taxes and voted for her own pay raise at the same time. So stick around. We'll be back with Dinesh D'Souza. Be back right after this.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.